There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Good morning. This is Harold Gunn, and boy, I am loving this weather. Texas Outdoor News, by the way, is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great Mother's Day weekend. Yes, it is Mother's Day weekend, So make sure you don't forget.
Don't forget, you'll be in trouble all year long.
Because mothers have memories that
yes, they do.
Retain everything.
That's right. Know? That's right.
I tell you what, maybe you need to take mother fishing. Go catch some fish, and if you're going to go fish, impress her that you want to take her fishing with the smartest fishing guide on the Texas coast.
Who is that?
That's Captain Tommy Koontz, Rice University graduate.
My goodness.
Yeah, he played football for Rice back in the day, and longtime Matagorda fishing guide, good guy. We're going to catch up with Tommy. It's always a fun show with him. Plus, we've got some news from the industry. We've got some updates as more of the Lone Star State continues to reopen, and some thoughts and ideas on just common sense things to keep yourself safe as we move through this process. So we got a good show headed your way. So you all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Fish On! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes and Capital Farm Credit, Mercury Marine, Shiner Mock, and Hoffbauer Polaris. Enter at startournament.org. Sign up now.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And at the top of the show, just want to mention, Harold made a comment that if I sound a little different than Harold, it's because I'm in our West Houston studio.
There you go.
As opposed to being in the downtown Houston studio where Harold and Bob, our producer, are. So just hanging out on the west side. Little different sound, maybe, but all is good.
But that's okay. Yeah.
It is.
It's a wonderful country.
Yeah, just listen to the CCA Star Tournament spot. I want to remind everyone of several things. First off, the early bird deadline that would have normally expired or ended back at the latter part of April has been extended all the way to May 22nd. That's the Friday before the tournament starts on May 23rd. And that's the other good news, is the tournament committee, after monitoring in so many events from so many different conservation groups being postponed or canceled, they pushed the button to go ahead and start on time on Saturday, May 23rd, with the event ending as it has for years on Labor Day Monday at 5 p.m. That's September 7th. So you got to sign up. Opportunities abound to win boats and catch big fish and, you know, maybe even win a Ford F-150 Super Duty.
There you go. What's the early bird thing? If you sign up now, what happens?
Early bird is a drawing for a boat, motor, trailer package.
Ooh.
And we'll confirm this next week because Uncle Bill Kenny, the Star Tournament Director, will be our guest.
Ah, good.
But I believe that is two opportunities if you are an early bird entry. That would be the one for the early bird drawing for those that have entered early.
Right.
Just for entering the tournament, there is a Star Tournament boat, motor, trailer package, you know, that's available as well. Cool. Plus all the packages that are out there.
Sure. That's great.
For big fish or catching a tagged redfish.
That's great. I want to salute the wonderful Blue Angels. They did a flyover in Houston on Wednesday, did a loop around the medical center. It was wonderful, and we were not the only city that they were doing it that in. And there's always got to be some nerd whiner, and I was seeing some stuff online. Well, how they're wasting the money doing that? They're wasting money on those jet airplanes. I could use it, you know, since my welfare check didn't come in or whatever. And you don't understand, people, that was already in the budget because the Blues and the Thunderbirds have got budgets for each year, and if they're not doing air shows, then here's an opportunity for them to do this. They've got to keep the planes flying like you have to keep your cars and trucks running. You know, the fluids, the stuff, keeping them checked out continually. Plus, these guys have to stay qualified X number of hours. They have to fly regularly and so on. So,
and stay razor sharp.
Correct. Oh, boy. You betcha. And, I mean, they are the best of the best and should be saluted and thanked.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, along the same lines of using some common sense, listening to the numbers, Texas, we are now beginning week two of Texas reopening business-wise. And one thing I keep hearing, as soon as Texas opened on May 1st, which was Friday a week ago, they started coming out with numbers. And they're saying, oh, the numbers are going up in Texas. They're going up in Texas. Wait a minute. We've been told this entire time that there's a 14-day incubation period.
Right.
So the numbers are going up because we're doing more testing.
Correct.
And anybody that was sick or anyone that happens to succumb to the virus was sick before Texas reopened, people. We're not going to know for another week if, you know, the reopening has had any impact on the number of people that may or may not have gotten the virus.
And like you say, too, it's still balancing out with the fact that the testing is getting greater by the day. So obviously more are going to show up.
And it's becoming very, very clear that there are individuals in political positions that are idiots. They are in a power grab and nothing more than the beauty salon owner in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, boy.
Here we have criminals that they're releasing from different prisons so that they don't get the coronavirus. And they take a woman that's trying to hang on to what she's got and fend for her family and put her in jail?
Yeah.
I mean, what a power grab by that judge.
Oh, I
know. Ought to be voted out. Just, oh.
Yeah, should be. Well, anything that, and you look at it, anything that politicizes this thing is just, it's wrong. It's wrong. We're all in this together, and we're going to be a lot cleaner when we come out on the other side of this thing. But the playing politics, it just sickens me.
Yeah, it really is. Well, there is some good news in the outdoor world, and Texas state parks are now allowing limited overnight camping starting May 18. Okay.
Right.
However, they're not taking new reservations. This is going to be recognizing those that already have reservations on dates. And it's going to be a phase-in program, social distancing and all the rules and regulations that we already know. Also, something for our listeners down in the Rio Grande Valley, Lake Casablanca State Park is reopened. It opened this Friday, and it's accessible to 250 visitors a day. You need to make the pre-purchase of your day passes. No walk-ins allowed. But, Harold, I was looking back because Lake Casablanca made the news back in 2004 through 2010 when Richard Mims in 2004, within a span of 2 days, caught two share lunkers over 13 pounds. In 2006, Jay Stevens came in with one in February. In March, Patrick Starnes. Cesar Gomez in 2008, April 2008, and then this run ended in March of 2010. Bottom line, folks, is those genes and those fish and the way things were operating are still there. That's an often overlooked lake that folks may want to take a look at. Good opportunity.
Right. The industry, by the way, again, like I say, we're all in this together, and the outdoor industry has really come up to bat on this thing. Brownells has joined the tech fight. They're wonderful people, a great Brownells catalog. They got with a company called Folding Home, working on the molecular structure of the virus. Brownells is donating at least 1,300 hours of computer time, which will run approximately 200 simulations on behalf of this. Otis, the gun cleaning people, Otis is providing hand sanitizer, and they're manufacturing personal protective equipment, giving it to people. Smith & Wesson has donated over 10,000 pair of protective eyewear. They've got a 575,000 square foot facility in Springfield. They're storing stuff for people. Speaking of storing, since New York has shut all kinds of stuff down, Remington up there at their New York warehouse have donated 1 million square feet for storage of equipment. And VersaCarry, that make those great holsters, they have started making face masks. Just everybody pitching in, man.
Very good. Okay. Hey, listen, we need to take a break. We've got a whole lot more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way, so y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with more Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime needs. I was talking earlier this week with Clifford Cheadle. Just the end of the week, and we were both commenting on the full moon that we had. Well, they are now the distributors for Synox, a low-lux camera, and the Aurora Sport Black and Base are available. The Sport Black and Base are moonlight capable. Can't even imagine what those images would be like. But can tell you that in the Sport and Black, they record in low light. So under that full moon, you could have recorded your hunting foray on video.
Yeah, don't those record, Bill, don't those record in color, too?
Yes, yes. Yep. I'm sorry. I thought that I had said that.
You may have, and I may have missed it. I'm sorry.
In low light. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. How about our best bets, Harold?
Well, let's do that. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Hunting and fishing times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as good. Monday slips to fair. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a trio of days rated as good. Friday and next Saturday are our two best days of the week. Next Sunday's another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the evening hours just before sunset. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise until mid to late morning. Next week, we'll see this most active period occurring from early morning until just after the noon hour. On Thursday, May the 14th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. This Sunday through Thursday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Friday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next Saturday and Sunday will each have a double tide schedule of two highs and two lows.
All right, on the coast, we're able to move freely once again between our sister state to the east and Louisiana and get over and fish Calcasieu and other areas along the beachfront. Some good fishing has been occurring with best catches coming from the south end of the lake. On Sabine Lake, the best trout fishing has been along the shorelines. Best redfish activity has been at the jetties. In East Galveston Bay, redfish and speckled trout have been found along the shorelines. Don't discount the Galveston jetties, particularly if you can, if you got light winds, still got plenty of sheep's head working the area, and they're wrapping up their spawn. In Texas City Dike, speckled trout have been good along the shorelines, and redfish have been good over the flats. In Freeport, The water clarity has been excellent. Redfish have been found along the flats and are best on shrimp. On windier days, look for them along the shoreline. In East Matagorda Bay, well, let's save East and West when we visit with Captain Tommy Koontz in a moment. In Port O'Connor, trout and redfish are good on down south lures and red and white and black spoons. In Seadrift, Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman Adventurer, said the past week have seen some solid trout fishing over a variety of areas. Really depends on the wind, but been fishing shell, grass, sand, shorelines, and even some mud. The shell and grass sand has produced the best results with trout to 28 inches. They've also shifted gears and started doing some sight casting redfish off of his tower on his boat. Success has been coming from down south lures, white ice, and red white rigged on a quarter ounce jig head. In Rockport, redfish has been very good using small white shrimp or finger muddle along the edges of the flats. And then in Corpus Christi, we've got speckled trout that are good around the tide gauge bar on dark colored paddle tailsers. In Baffin Bay, the best bite for trout have been in shallow water less than 4 feet. Also, the flats have been holding some good red slots on the east side and good solid trout around the Los Corrales area. In Port Mansfield, trout fishing and redfish have been good on the flats around the pipeline and weather station using topwater baits. In Port Isabel, you've got good trout fishing in the grass flats on the Laguna Madre on live shrimp. And finally, in South Padre, speckled trout are best in deeper water transitions and are good on soft plastics. Redfish, they're shallow along the grass flats. How about East Texas, Harold?
Okay, let's go to Caddo. Largemouth bass are excellent in shallow water in trees and cover in 1 to 4 feet, fishing plastic creatures and frogs, topwater and rattle baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and submerged structure. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good fishing points with vegetation and deeper cover with Carolina rigs, spinners, and crankbait. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, topwater, and chatterbaits near the roadbeds, submerged structure, and points in 8 to 12 feet. And plastic frogs in shallow grass and lily pads are working. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, flukes, frogs, topwater baits, and Carolina rig creature baits in 8 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the timber areas and brush piles 8 to 12 feet deep. Livingston. Black bass are good in creek beds and points, mainly on the north end of the lake. Success has come with a variety of baits and colors, with consistency occurring in water deeper than 4 feet. Nackinich. Largemouth bass are good, staying mostly shallow. Topwaters are still good with water clarity and lower winds. Natural colored spinners and crankbaits have been successful on anything deeper. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good, moving a bit deeper than expected on drops. Still use buzz baits and poppers early. Weighted worms on the edges of the structure and spinners in any open water. Toledo Bend. Be cautious of timber with the water level being high even in boat lanes. Largemouth bass remain good with shad spawning on the Texas islands. Fish drop shots, bottom hoppers, and walking baits for the best success. Striped bass are fair in deep water in schools. Crappie are good on minnows over brush piles in 25 to 27 feet. The crappie are suspended in 14, 15 feet from the surface. Athens. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, chatterbaits, bladed spinnerbaits, working the vegetated edges, and grasslands. Plastic frogs are effective along grassy shorelines and the lily pads. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are good fishing a grass line or the grass lines. Brushy coves on Carolina rig plastics, stick baits, and plastic frogs. Belton. Black bass are good in creeks, gravel beds, and grassy coves on crankbaits, bladed spinners, and Carolina rig worms. White bass are good in the main lake with slabs and swim baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near structure and brush piles in 12 to 18 feet. Fayette. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, buzz baits, crankbaits in 6 to 12 feet off main lake points and drop-offs. Sunfish are very good on worms, corn, and crickets around bank ledges, grass, and structure. Palestine, largemouth bass are excellent working Texas rig soft plastic creatures, swim baits, and crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around bridges and the marinas in 10 to 18 feet. Hybrid stripers are very good on slabs and live bait. White bass are excellent on swim baits and slabs in 25 to 45 feet. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, swim baits, frogs, and topwater baits fishing 3 to 12 feet of water near submerged vegetation and creeks. White bass and hybrids are excellent on jigs and swim baits under birds or deeper near points and humps when marking large bait schools on the sonar. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are excellent fishing white or chrome slabs and jigs in 25 to 40 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 14 to 20 feet. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait in 7 to 20 feet. Largemouth bass are excellent with plastic frogs and worms, crankbaits, jerkbaits, topwaters near the points, rocks, and grass ledges. Stillhouse. Black bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and Carolina rig soft plastic worms working vegetation in 10 feet, working the brush, rock bluffs, or roadbeds. Smallmouth bass are good with small plastic grubs near rocky banks and bluffs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in brush piles and standing structure in 12 to 20 feet. Tawakoni. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait in 4 to 12 feet. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and square bill crankbaits in 6 to 12 feet. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim baits and slabs. Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are good on live bait and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Largemouth bass are good fishing plastic creatures, swim baits, and crankbaits in 6 to 14 feet of water. Whitney. Black bass are good on crankbaits, topwaters early, plastic worms later in the day, fishing 8 to 10 feet. White bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Stripers are excellent on jigging slabs and live bait, fishing the main lake drop-offs and humps. Tyler. Black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits, bladed spinners, and crankbaits, fishing dock structures and brushy shorelines in 6 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows.
Boy, there's some good fishing in that region. Bunch. Let's see what's going on in Del Rio, out Del Rio way, Amistad Reservoir, where black bass are staying good in the Devil's River around structure on spinnerbaits and crankbaits. A few shallow spots with topwaters and worms. Choke Canyon, largemouth bass remain good early in clear water with poppers and buzzbaits. Falcon, it's low, but had a pretty hot weather pattern going on for a while. But bass remain good with creature baits, square bills, and Carolina rigs on the shady side of the lake. Brownwood, bass are good with crankbaits, swim baits, plastic worms in 7 to 12 feet of water. Allen Henry, bass are good out from the bank. They're starting to move away, but they are hitting soft plastics, including worms and jigs. O.H. Ivy, bass are good. They're moving to the edge of timber and tributaries on worms and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Once you find your crappie spot, our report says don't leave. How about the Hill Country?
Let's head up there. Okay, Lake Austin. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, chatterbaits, plastic worms in 8 to 14 feet. The early bite with topwater plugs and plastic frogs continues. Big Lake Buchanan, largemouth bass are good with root beer and watermelon-colored plastic worms, stick baits, and crankbaits, working along grass edges in 6 to 12 feet. There has been an early morning bite with plastic frogs in grassy areas. Striped bass are good with slabs, jigging spoons, and live bait. White bass are good on minnows and slabs when fishing deeper water and using sonar to locate the schools of those bait fish. Scout for diving birds mostly early or late in the day to mark feeding schools. Crappie are good on white and chartreuse jigs and minnows in 8 to 15 feet. Channel cats have been excellent on prepared bait, live, and cut bait. Canyon. Striper fishing is good on main lake humps, vertically jigging striper jigs and topwater baits when schools are near the surface. White bass are good on main lake points, drop-offs, and humps. Look for the birds diving over feeding schools. Largemouth bass are excellent in brushy shorelines, gravel beds, road beds with square-billed crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastic lizards, bladed spinners, with some fish being taken on topwater plugs and plastic frogs. LBJ. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around brush, marinas, and docks. White bass are good over the main lake points and humps in 20 to 35 feet. Medina. Black bass remain good on points with topwaters, crankbaits, and spinners. Travis. Largemouth bass are excellent fishing 6 to 14 feet with wacky worms. Topwaters early. Square bill crankbaits. Plastic frogs are effective in grass and lily pads. White bass are excellent with jigs, crankbaits, slabs, working main lake points and humps. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 20 feet. Waco. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing structure up to 20 feet deep.
All right, on the hunting scene this weekend, we wrap up the South Zone spring turkey season. It is youth only weekend through May 17th. The North Zone spring turkey season continues in 101 counties. And following that, we'll wrap up the North Zone spring season with a youth only weekend, May 23rd through the 24th. Through May 31, 51 East Texas counties has their annual spring season. And through August 31, the South Zone Javelina season and other open counties for squirrel season continues. All right, Harold, what's it been this week? Have you been on or off the road? Helmet, five-point attachment, I mean, safe, or you been on a test track?
Well, sort of a little bit. No, I say a skosh off because we're talking all-wheel drive, but, I mean, this is the ultimate driving machine, friends. 2020 BMW M235i. X-Drive Grand Coupe. This is a beautiful, beautiful four-door sedan. When you're going along normally, it is front-wheel drive normal, which actually helps with the mileage. This thing's a 301 horsepower i4. This little puppy goes 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds. I mean, this is really a performer, but loaded. Active blind spot detection, daytime pedestrian protection, departure warning, you know, on and on and on. All the safety equipment but you can certainly think of. The M-Sport steering and multifunction steering wheel is very interesting, very adaptive. The keyless entry, which is becoming cool. Of course, push-button start makes you feel like a race car driver. A lot of the M-Sport extra goodies on it. Their suspension, their sport front seats. Performance and efficiency, it's got it. Great handling and braking. Exterior, a gorgeous, gorgeous vehicle. You know, if you're looking for a sedan, and this one is sort of getting in the ballpark for a lot of people, because some of these BMWs can get up there, friends, but this one giving you 23 miles per gallon in the city, 32 on the highway, a lot of looks, a lot of performance, and we're looking at 45. So check it out if you're interested in being sporty, but a sedan so you can carry the family. 2020 BMW M235i X-Drive Grand Coupe.
Harold, vehicles that are all-wheel drive like that, they don't have skid plates on them, do they?
No, not unless you set it for off-road.
Okay, all right, yeah, that would have to be, but it's not something, really the all-wheel drive is to match highway conditions or on-road conditions.
Yeah, and some goop, I mean, you get in some slick, you know, I mean, you may have a, you know, a road to the ranch house that's not, you're not going to bottom out in the thing, but you may have a traction issue, and so all-wheel drive solves an awful lot of those problems.
Okay, very good. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit with the smartest fishing guide on the Texas coast, Captain Tommy Coons from Matagorda. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. We've been telling you for weeks, need to get some cottonseed out. Bucks, they started growing antlers last month. We're just about the point where mama deer are going to be starting to drop fawns, and they're going to be needing to produce milk to get those babies up and on the go. Best thing you can do is to just have some fortified cottonseed available. It is the best product going. The pictures and management reports bear that out. Visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Folks, I want you to know that for probably about almost 30 years, been doing a fairly unscientific study that dispels the myth that someone that played football really can be a smart person, and also that surprisingly someone that becomes a fishing guide could have a degree from Rice University. We call him the smartest fishing guide on the Texas coast, not only because of his credentials, but also because his productivity on the water. Our buddy, Captain Tommy Coons. Tommy, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News.
I don't know how to respond to such an introduction.
Now, hey, Tommy, this is Harold. I'll respond for you. You notice when Bill talks about you like that, there's just like a hint of envy in his voice?
Well, you know, I understand where Bill's coming from.
Okay, good.
Hey, man, it has been a crazy spring, but you still made your trip down south. Now you're back in your home waters. Things were shut down in Matagorda for a while, but are opening back up. My first question is, I've got to believe that less pressure through the spring months, less boat traffic, that has to be a good thing for fishing. What are you seeing on the water now that you're back fishing?
Well, I mean, we still had pretty solid pressure right on through the close deal. If you remember when the governor first started to put out his orders and stuff, he encouraged people to fish and hunt. It comes under the heading of food gathering. Now, some people eat less than others, so they don't gather as well. But we're getting some good fishing going on. The wind has been a factor. Drifting over in East Matagorda Bay, when you've got 20-mile-an-hour east winds, it just turns the bay to a mud hole. But we're starting to see more bait activity. Water's warming. The temperatures are getting on up. And May is one of our better months. You know, a lot of people think that April is a magic month. Well, April is kind of a wish month. You wish that fall, winter was over and spring was here, and of course you get a lot of the winds and stuff, and it's just I'm really looking forward to May and June this year. I mean, I think it's going to be phenomenal fishing.
Some of the fish that you're bringing to the cleaning table, where are the sows as far as egg production? Have they already dumped eggs, or are they still spawning?
Well, I think they're still spawning. And you know, trout will spawn all the way through the summer, and then sometime in September they'll dump the last of their eggs, and then you know they'll start developing eggs again. Depending on where we are now, down in Corpus, we start seeing eggs coming in sometime in early March. Sometimes Down sure. here, it's a little bit later because the water temperatures are a little bit cooler than they are down in Corpus.
Very good. Hey, listen, we've tempted our listeners, but we need to take a break. So, Tommy, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Captain Tommy Kuntz from Matagorda, Texas, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Captain Tommy Kuntz from Matagorda, Texas. His website is matagordafishing.com. Tommy, you talk about May and June. I mean, this is the time when everybody looks forward and trout are the targeted species. But what about redfish and glass minnows? You over the years have schooled me on glass minnows. Do we have any glass minnows showing up yet in West Bay?
Yep. We do. Actually, back in late March, we started seeing a lot more glass minnows, and they were ganged up a little more than they are right now. There's lots and lots of them. There's a pretty good hatch of glass minnows this year, but they're scattered. And the really good glass minnow fishing has always been late afternoon. It seems like when those trout are moving up to spawn in the evenings, the glass minnows start coming in, you know, like from 4 to 5 o'clock. And if you can find a bunch of them with pelicans diving on them and a few gulls and some of the big terns, it can be some of the best fishing that you've ever done. I mean, it's like rapid fire stringing trout. Nowadays, with a 5 fish limit per person, if you get into a good spot, you could finish in 5 or 6 casts.
Yeah, Tommy, let's look at the shopping list. What are the main species you guys have down there that you go after?
Well, it's trout and redfish. Mm-hmm. Spring's always a good redfish time, too, and I like fishing on the falling tide and get up on some of the flats early in the morning and down in West Bay and throw topwaters. I mean, if you can't get excited about a big redfish blowing up on a topwater, you might as well get on the golf course and try to hit a ball in a little hole.
Absolutely, but he's holding out on you, Harold.
Oh, okay.
He's holding out. Oh, yeah, there's another species that Tommy has, and he's really sure. built a hell of a reputation on.
Yes.
And that's those triple tails. Ah. You got to talk about them, Tommy.
Well, I'm going to talk about. I'll be brutally honest with you. The last couple of years, we didn't have a good turnout of them, historically. They'll move in the summertime, actually in the spring, and into West Matagorda Bay, and bigger numbers than any place on the coast. But for some reason, the last couple of years, I don't know whether it was the amount of fresh water we got into the bay or what's happened, but we haven't had a real strong triple tail crop come in. Of course, I've got my fingers crossed that this year it's going to happen. One of the problems that we got, triple tail is a structure fish. When they move into the bays, you find them around structure. Marker poles marking the crossing of intercoastal over to Port O'Connor, the channel going up to the Palacios off of that intercoastal. And then, you know, whale heads, anything that sticks up out of the water or floats in the water, these triple tail get around. Well, in the last 3 years, the General Land Office has come into West Matagorda Bay and has wiped out probably 2/3 of our structure. They're removing well heads that we fish. They're removing some of the little wooden platforms that aren't producing anymore. It's been a detriment to our triple tail fishing. So the problem is we've got a third less structure and a lot more fish, people trying to fish for them, and so they get a lot of pressure on them. But you know, This coming week, normally by the end of April, that's when I at least make one run out there just to see what's going on. we'll go out.
And they're relating more to the vertical structure as opposed to any shell pads or that type of structure?
Well, it's not shell pads so much. It is vertical structure or anything floating in the water. They'll get a, you know, in Florida, they fish around crab trap buoys. But most of the fish that they catch there don't have the size that some of ours do. I mean, you know, in the last several years ago, we were fishing the Texas Oilman's Tournament and ended up catching a 32.7, which was about 12 ounces short of the state record, which came from West Matagorda Bay.
Gotcha.
That tournament, we had six fish over 20 pounds, one fish over 30. But we haven't seen that lately. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, I'm a director on the Texas Oilman's Tournament, which is one of the biggest tournaments on the Texas coast, especially for charities. We voted to cancel it for this year and move it to 2021. So it's going to be a big financial hickey on Matagorda County and things and some of the deals here. The good thing is we have a kind of, we call it a rainy day fund, and we're going to distribute around $100,000 to the charities that we've been supporting, so they get a little something this year, even though we're not having a tournament. But anyway,
wow, congratulations on being able to do that, for sure. Before we run out of time, Harold gets excited or is scared to death, I can't tell which, when we talk about him going fishing with you and fishing the surf when that turns on, because you keep going just a little deeper.
Harold, get you one of those rings that you wear on an airplane to keep your head, you know, so that might help, and then a couple of water wings.
Thank you. I'll do it.
That's one of our favorite places to fish is the surf. We don't get it as much as I'd like, but anytime from now on into the summer and through the summer, if we get a little light front that knocks the waves down and can keep that going for a couple of days to surf, I promise you that it's on fire right now if we could just get out there and do it. But it's my favorite, probably my favorite way to fish for trout.
And you fish both wading from the beachfront as well as from the boat? You can go both ways?
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what. An easy way to do it, if you can see, we've got 20 something miles of surf from the Matagorda jetties to the Port O'Connor jetties that only can get over there by boat, and then we've got over about 25 miles going back toward Mitchell's Cut at Sargent that you can drive a four wheel drive and go down and fish off of that.
Listen, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're just about out of time. That's enough of a teaser, folks. If you want to understand better the surf fishing out of Matagorda or fishing Matagorda in general, go to Tommy Coombs' website at matagordafishing.com. Or, Tommy, how about a phone number that folks can give you a call?
They can text me or call me at any time on 281-450-4037, but I'd appreciate nothing after 9 o'clock at night.
There you go. That phone number again, 281-450-4037. Tommy, appreciate you being a guest today.
Hey, good talking to you guys.
Thank you, Tommy. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, I think we got a couple of items that we need to tell the folks about.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, do not forget, Sunday, May 10th is Mother's Day. Take Mom outdoors, right? Take her fishing. May 23 to September 7, that is the fantastic 2020 CCA Star Tournament. That's going on statewide. Visit ccatexas.org for all the information. Of course, May 25th, Memorial Day. Do remember to honor those who have passed on while serving the United States Armed Forces. Okay, they've been there for us. We need to be there for them and their families. All your favorite organizations, check their websites and see when they're going to start their fundraisers again, and then get the support out there. And, of course, go to any of those great events or go fishing in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
I want to thank our guest again today, Captain Tommy Kuntz. Matagordafishing.com is his website. His phone number, 281-450-4037. Harold, I want to make sure we have a film crew handy when you go fish, wade fishing with Tommy.
Yeah, and a lifeguard. Okay, I want to bring something up, by the way, I haven't told you about, and especially our friends that are stationed in Brady, because my bit of hill country is only 18 miles from Brady. And leaving last Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, heading right up to Highway 71, about 100 yards before the highway, walking across my path, friends, a full-grown cougar. First time ever I saw one up there. Called my cousin Jerry, he leases the grazing. I said, you had any cougar sightings? And he said, no. I said, you have now.
Wow,
and we got a calf crop up there. So friends in the Brady Mason area, keep your eyes open, okay?
That's cool. That is cool.
It impressed me.
Bill Kenny from CCA Star Tournament is going to give us a preview for this year's event.
You betcha. Yep. Uncle Bill Kenny next week, friends. CCA Tournament. You want to listen to this because it is a great, great story. Okay, do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News. And check our website out, please, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Be safe.